Have you heard any stories of what Baba or Marwan was like when he was a boy, before Baba?
Yeah, can you get me that letter? Who is that, Steve?
Yeah.
Letter from Ludovic.
Ludovic, yeah.
I'll show you the very letter of a friend of his, just like Reddy. So there is another friend. Yeah.
Was she extraordinary?
She followed?
Because she had read this incident in the books.
Then why do you want me to speak out?
Something more, something new. We want something new.
The Lord Mayor. Not really. I mean, I've seen that.
So it is from the very capital of your state. How we were harassed by the police from your state. And now Baba is revered everywhere in your state.
Then it was not our state.
Then it was not your state. Yeah, but now it is the capital of your state.
Yeah.
How many times he has visited the places and you all didn't know? Yeah. How many times? Baba, yeah.
Hyderabad,
Kakinada, Eluru and other places.
Hyderabad 3 times, is it?
Many more times, many more times. He loved Hyderabad, the atmosphere there, and so forth and so on. We stayed there for so long. Every now and again we'd go there and stay. Sometimes incognito, sometimes with all the mandali, men, women, westerners, easterners, all, we'd go all, Jubilee Hill, where the center is now, there was Salar Jung's bungalow there we had taken, Now with this little, which Steve will read out, there needs to be a preface to it. Mm-hmm. What had happened was, one day Baba was seated, just like Lawrence has asked me about it. So he was in the mood of reminiscence, you see, childhood days and all that. We all, Mandali are there, Baba's brother Jal is there and others. And he is in Pune, by the way. Baba is in Pune at Guru Prasad. And he says to Jal, "You remember Ludovic?" He's asking Jal. So then he goes on describing his friend, his peculiarities, his antiques that were there, and how fast a friend he was of Baba. He's remembering all the days, you see. And he says, "He must be alive, because I am still there. He must be alive also. He is of my age and all that." So then he describes to us how he looked and what he did. So Jal says, Baba's brother says, "Yeah, that description fits a man. I see him go on that Winston School Street there. Sometimes I see him there. I pass him by." So he says, Baba says, "If you happen to see him again, tell him that Marwan remembered you. And, well, if he is in health and all that, tell him that Marwan wants you to come and see him one day at Guru Prasad." So Jal must have contacted him and spoken about it, and then he's taken to Guru Prasad. After the meeting is over, he writes a letter. Now just see this letter. Read it, Steve.
Okay, this is to His Holiness.
What is the year?
1959, 6th August.
6th August.
Written from the camp area in Pune by Ludwig Vegas.
His name was Ludovic Vegas.
And it's addressed to His Holiness Meher Baba. "Your Holiness Meher Baba, your humble admirer, Ludwig Vegas, craves your most magnanimous indulgence in taking the privilege of writing these few lines to Your Holiness. When your good brother Jalu asked me if I was Ludwig Vegas and if I was in the St. Vincent's during the time of our revered Father Windhausen, I said yes. Jalu then asked me if I knew Marwan in the 8th standard. So I asked Jalu if it was the Marwan who often used to say, 'Litu, litu, letali.'"
You see, Baba was in the habit of doing like this, giving me a hand. "Letali, litu, letali." You see, that every now and then, any topic, anything, he was the leader of the boys. He said, "Come on, letali, litu, letali." You see, like that.
What does that mean?
It means, or it's agreed, and it is like that. It's a colloquial way of saying it. Letali means, there you are, the seed.
So I asked if it's the same Marwan.
Please read the sentence, sir.
He asked if I knew Marwan in the 8th standard. So I asked Jalu if it was the Marwan who used to often say, "Litu, litu, letali." Jal said he did not know. but is the Merwan who is now Meher Baba? I said, oh, surely, it's the same Merwan who lived to Laitali. Well, said Jalu, Meher Baba wants to see you. Me, a poor, simple, ordinary man? Yes, said Jalu. So I said, with the greatest pleasure. And so Jalu came and took me to your residence on the 12th July 1959 at 10 a.m. and took me to you. And all the people in the large hall started looking. Who is this other sadhu? Who is this other sadhu was that Meher Baba should get up from his sofa and embrace him and give him his blessings?
Got up from his sofa to receive his friend. So people there, they're all outsiders were there. So they wondered, who could this great man be? The Baba himself gets up to receive him and embrace him. So that's he repeating it.
Oh, Meher Baba, don't you feel we were once again transformed by some magic power into schoolboys in the 8th standard of St. Vincent's, with our dear Reverend Father Windhausen sitting in front of us in his black robe, red beard, red handkerchief, and silver snuff box, taking our lessons. But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. Yes, yes, how those years have fled, never to come back in this mortal life of ours. I was profoundly wondering, dear Meher Baba, how it is that you could have thought of me after a full 50 years, 1909 to 1959, a poor insignificant friend, and came to the conclusion that you may have been recounting some past happy hours of our school days, in which you may have seen poor Ludwig studded with medals in the Pune school sports, carrying the 100 yards flat race, the 120 yards hurdle race, the long jump, and the quarter mile races, all first, and being carried off the field by his team boy shoulder high, and dear Meher Baba shouting, Litu Laitali. And dear Reverend Father Windhausen, like a brave general leading his team of winning boys, keeping the St. Vincent School colors flying with victories in the field of sports, and our dear Joker Chupgar shouting, police, police. I thank you from my heart for the great honor and blessing you conferred on me on 12th July 1959. And I am sure that God alone must have put it in your heart to do so after 50 years. Your very humble friend, Ludwig Vegas.
You are still alive. That's meeting with Baba after 50 years.
What was he doing then? Huh? What was he doing then, that person?
What was he doing? Old man, he was retired. We didn't ask him anything. So that's how it was. Yeah, he would often remember his school days or the days of after school and colleges and all that. Remember his friends and all that. Some of them were with him, as I told you yesterday, Dr. Gani and Sailor Mama and all, they were their school friends, you see. So that's how it is.